Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win normally 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chalino, boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
President Hichilema acknowledges Mozambique's crucial role in sustaining Zambia's economy amid energy crisis. Zambia signed 77 million maize export deal with Malawi. In global news, 10 dead in blast at Russian munitions plant in Urals. Good afternoon. With the Phoenix FM main news at 13 hours, my name is Constance Mwezina Mwinga. The details. President Hakainde Hichilema has acknowledged Mozambique's crucial support to Zambia's energy sector, saying the country's economy would have shut down without this support. Speaking at State House this morning during the official state visit of Mozambique's President Daniel Francisco Chapo, who is in the country ahead of tomorrow's Independence Day commemorations, where he will be the guest of honor, President Hichilema expressed gratitude to Mozambique for supplying power to Zambia during difficult times. He has noted that the recent drought had severely impacted Zambia's energy generation capacity, turning the nation from an energy surplus to an energy deficit country. Meanwhile, President Hichilema has emphasized the need for both countries to continue collaborating on various investment projects that will not only benefit Zambia and Mozambique, but also the wider Southern African region. He added that Zambia's bilateral relations with Mozambique go beyond politics as the two nations shape strong economic ties.
My dear brother President, on the investment trade side, we have to continue working together on infrastructure, the Nacala Corridor, the Beira Corridor, the roads, the railways that connect us, and also our big vision on even getting the pipeline, for example, oil pipeline, you know, coming through into Ndola from Mozambique. Obviously, could take a route through Zimbabwe or through Malawi or direct, but those are details. But we want to make sure that we develop those big infrastructure projects together.
Speaking later, Mozambican President Daniel Francisco Chapo underscored the importance of both countries working towards achieving economic independence. President Chapo further stated that Mozambique's power utility company is collaborating with ZESCO to explore ways of ensuring adequate and reliable power supply for both nations.
We receive our brothers from Zambia so that they can better understand the project, and amongst us as African brothers, we can also develop this project together, invest in this project together, so that together we can generate energy for both our countries and also generate income for the private sector, which we think this project is very important.
Government has signed an agreement for the export of 200,000 metric tons of maize grain from Zambia to Malawi worth $77 million. The agreement was signed in Lilongwe between Zambia's Food Reserve Agency, FRA, and Malawi's National Food Reserve Agency, concluding a bilateral deal reached after a recent telephone discussion between President Hakainde Hichilema and his Malawian counterpart, Professor Arthur Peter Mutharika. Speaking during the signing ceremony in Lilongwe, Agriculture Minister Ruben Mtolo says the export deal demonstrates regional cooperation in addressing food insecurity and will bring socio-economic benefits at home. Mr. Mtolo disclosed that the export will be drawn from Chipata in Eastern Province in order to reduce transport distances and costs while stimulating local economic activity. He has assured that FRA will operationalize the contract without compromising domestic food security, maintaining the agency's mandate to safeguard the country's strategic reserves while fulfilling regional obligations efficiently.
put it very well. 200,000 metric tons to be collected from Chipata and a radius of 100 kilometers, that's the way it will go. Between Zambia and Malawi, a few months ago, we signed documents which stipulate and guide that when we say I'll give you grade A maize in Zambia and it is coming here, it has to be grade A. We signed those documents.
Meanwhile, Malawi's Agriculture, Irrigation and Water Development Minister, Rosa Fach Mbilizi, has welcomed the swift response by the Zambian government and described the procurement of maize as a key intervention to stabilize its national food supply amid adverse climatic conditions and growing demand for staple commodities.
This effort was initiated by the leaders of our two countries, and we have strict instructions to expedite the procurement to make sure that the issue of food is immediately dealt with. In line with this, there have been working sessions involving the teams from the two countries led by the ministers of agriculture, culminating into today's debate. I must say, I'm very happy and satisfied with the process so far. It's been done very expeditiously as directed by our heads of state.
In more news, Solicitor General Marshall Muchende has defended the appointment of the Technical Committee on the Constitution Amendment process, stating that there is nothing illegal about its establishment. Mr. Muchende explained that the government opted for a technical committee rather than a constitutional review commission because Bill 7 focuses on specific areas for amendment and not a complete overhaul of the constitution. Speaking when he featured on today's edition of Let the People Talk radio program on Phoenix FM, Mr. Muchende expressed surprise at the level of public objection, noting that the bill contains progressive clauses that deserve support. Mr. Muchende emphasized the importance of unity and patriotism among citizens, urging Zambians to support what they believe is right and to voice their concerns constructively, rather than promoting division based on personal or regional affiliations. The Solicitor General expressed confidence in the competence of the appointed committee, describing its members as qualified Zambian professionals capable of delivering the task, and dismissed as unfounded calls to discontinue the process on grounds of timing or procedure. On the duration of the exercise, Mr. Mchenda said he was optimistic the process would be completed efficiently, citing the use of modern technology and mobility arrangements to facilitate consultations at provincial and district levels, further encourage the public to actively participate in the amendment process.
So this process is about hearing the people about what they think on those thematic areas which the government is proposing. Those are not supposed to come from the people. The people have already given the power to the executive. Say, go and run our affairs. But when you need us, feel free to come. One of the vehicles to go back to the people in a manner that suggests that there's no interference is through a technical committee. When you want to look at piecemeal amendments, the people already spoke. They say the sovereign authority. I started with that provision very deliberately because people don't want to read it and give context to it.
Opposition Save Movement for Multi-Party Democracy MMD leader Gaston Sechilima has alleged the planned national elective convention by MMD leader Nevis Mumba, slated for 5th and 6th November, is illegal. Addressing the media in Lusaka this morning, Mr. Sechilima says Dr. Mumba has no right to hold a convention as he has never held any membership card, renewal exercise as required by the party constitution. Mr. Sechilima explains the MMD leader has also never allowed the party to hold the intra-party elections in all lower organs of the party, noting that the committees that were there, their mandate expired in 2015, as they were only put in place towards the 2011 intra-party elections, which culminated into a regular national convention that elected the National Executive Committee, NEC. Further, he has noted that their purported extraordinary convention of 2021 was injected by the Lusaka High Court, and the matter is still before the courts.